From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring George Morgan.
Thank you.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
There you have it. Thank you. Thank you, folks, and a great big friendly welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, and from all the Opry gang, Christmas greetings.
And riding in on the old buckboard tonight, Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, the Grand Ole Opry dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And I hope you folks want mine, but I brought along my girlfriend tonight. She's our special guest, sings a fine country song, and cute. Well, man, you'll see for yourself, because I'm talking about little Rita Fay. Rita'll be along in a minute, but right now, somebody hide the eggnog, 'cause here comes the spirited little man from Hornwall, Tennessee, complete with his own mistletoe, Rod Brassfield. Here he comes.
Merry Christmas to you. Hi, Miss George. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
Christmas
to you.
Christmas Eve gift or something.
Yeah.
He didn't take a hint, did he?
No.
Boy, I feel good tonight.
You do?
Yeah, I got a date with my gal Susie tonight, and I got a date with her tomorrow night, too.
Oh, well then, Rod, now is a good time to tell if you're a man or a mouse.
Yeah. What do you mean, man or a mouse?
Well, you see, if you kiss her tonight, you're a man.
Uh-huh.
But if you wait till tomorrow night to kiss her, you're a mouse.
Boy, I must be a rat, then. I kissed her last night.
Ah, look, Rod. That's enough. Well, I don't know about you, Rod, but I don't know about you, but I'm forgetting women.
Forgetting women?
Yeah.
Me too, George. I'm forgetting a couple right now, and me and you taking off with them.
Listen,
Let's go. I know about the women. Say, George, I'm sorry if I'm a little late tonight.
Yeah.
I had to go by the hardware store and buy me an outboard motor.
An outboard motor?
Yeah.
What do you want with an outboard motor this time of year?
Well, I went to the doctor and he examined me and said I had a floating kidney.
Yeah.
And I thought I might as well have some fun out of it. You know what? I asked that gal Susie of mine to marry me last night, and you know what she said?
What'd she say?
She says, Rod, when I get married, I'm going to make one man awful happy.
Yeah.
I says, yeah, I know that man, your daddy.
Well, listen, let's get back to the outboard motor, huh?
Well, sir, I just figured, I wished I'd have known I had that floating kidney last week when I was down in Florida.
Oh, you been to Florida?
Yeah, have I been to Florida?
Where?
Don't you see how tan I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Florida, boy. Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, good place.
Funny thing happened down there, George. I went out to the racetrack, see?
Yeah.
You know, I have races down there in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went out there and I stand there watching the horses getting ready to race. There's a prance and back and forth in them little stalls.
Uh-huh.
And I stand up at the rail, just stand there, just like a human being, minding everybody's business but mine.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was the prettiest woman I ever seen come up there and standing right by me. And I noticed she kept tugging at her clothes and pulling and yanking at her clothes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Director turned around to me and said, Mister, have you got a safety pin? I said, no, ma'am, I sure ain't. Just about that time, somebody shot a pistol and hollered, they're off! She fainted.
Oh. Good night, Rod.
Say, George, do you have any trouble wrapping your Christmas gifts up so that they look right smart?
Oh, not the gifts I bought for the pipe smokers. See, I got them the pound tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
So what about the wrapping?
Oh, man, you don't have to wrap them. You see, the pound tins of Prince Albert are already packaged in a bright Christmas gift box. What's more, they've even got a built-in greeting card right on top for your own personal message. So, like I said, there's no need to wrap the pound tin of P.A.
And I'll bet the P.A. tobacco inside really pleases the pipe smokers. Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Naturally tasty, cool smoking, and always fresh.
And being crimp cut, P.A. packs neat and firm in a pipe, and it gives you a comfortable, long-burning smoke.
So how about it, folks? Don't forget the pipe and Macon's men there on your list. Give them the pound tin of Prince Albert this Christmas. That's P.A., the National Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, here comes my girlfriend, and I'm not the only one with a claim to her, because she's a cute country music favorite to lots and lots of you folks. Let's hear a big round of applause for little Rita Fay. How about it? Hello, Rita. Listen, Rita, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, honey.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Can I give you your Christmas present now?
Well, I'll tell you, you're a couple days early, but sure, go ahead.
Well, you'll have to lean down to get it.
All right. Oh, listen, honey, that kiss was the nicest Christmas present I've ever received. Now, how about a Christmas present for the folks, one of your real cute songs?
All right, Mr. Morgan, here's Sleigh Bells, Reindeer, and Snow.
All right.
Santa's coming tonight with thousand toys for girls and boys and a merry ho ho ho. There'll be sleigh bells, reindeer, and snow, and a merry Christmas. Santa's bringing a sleigh painted yellow and red. Mom and Dad are feeling glad because tonight they know there'll be sleigh bells, reindeer. Cover over your head and lie there still until you hear that merry ho 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 with the sleigh bells, reindeer, and snow.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you. That was fine. Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. There's no time to equal Christmas time for fun and music and for meaning, too. You know, Tuesday we celebrate the birthday of the little Prince of Peace. And tonight, our sacred song carries some of the meaning, in fact, a whole lot of the meaning of this great event, the prettiest song ever written, to my mind, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night.
Silent night, holy night. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Cousin George, what are you so disturbed about?
Oh, as soon as I walked into the Ryman tonight, I realized I forgot to get presents for old String Bean and Grandpa, and I'm going to be embarrassed because I know they got presents for me.
Now, calm down. It's easy. They're both Makin's men, aren't they? So just sneak out, run around the corner, and get 2-pound tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Being rolled your owners, they're bound to appreciate that.
I don't have time to wrap them, boy.
You don't have time to wrap them. P.A.'s pound tins are specially packaged for Christmas. And they even have a built-in greeting card for your message.
I'm on my way.
Folks, if you've forgotten a Makin's man on your list, get a pound tin of Prince Albert. Makin's men like the way P.A. smokes so mild and tasty and rolls up so easy in an OCD paper. P.A.'s got natural tobacco taste.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, it looks like the Christmas pickings are mighty good at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Because look who's heading our way. We're in for some great guitar picking with Chet Atkins. Chet, thanks. Well, now what do you say we welcome another girlfriend of ours, and yours too. She's our gal Saturday, and all she wants for Christmas is Santa Claus. Here is cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Them's my buddies. I'll be over to see you at 4-H group in just a minute as soon as I get off of here. Well, sir. Mr. Morgan.
Yeah?
Can I give you my Christmas gift now?
Well, Minnie, you're a couple days early, but sure, go ahead.
Well, Lee, you'll have to lean down to get it.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh.
If Rita Faye can do it, I can too, I'll tell you. I ain't a girl to put off things till the last minute. Well, sir, being as it's getting kissed under the mistletoe time, I ain't taking no chances. I ain't taking no chances of a feller not finding me under the mistletoe. I'm shopping around for a guided mistletoe.
Oh.
Yes, sir. But you know, Uncle Nabob, I get so disgusted with him every Christmas. Look like it's the same thing. With everybody having a good time, Uncle Nabob complains about what folks give him for Christmas, like last year.
What?
George, you know last year I went to the trouble and the expense to get Uncle Nabob a bathrobe. And what did he do? He growled all year long because he had to put that robe on when he took a bath.
Oh.
He did, sure enough. But you know, lots of the little young'uns already around the country are looking for old Sandy Claus, even if it is a little early. And I just hope they get everything on earth they want, and I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. But what I started to say was that Link Shank's little old young'un, last night even, was looking way up the chimney for Santa Claus, and she looked up the chimney, and she said,
"Howdy, Minnie."
Oh, shut up. Oh, Rodney. Rodney, you trying to make me look like Santa Claus.
No,
you know
Minnie.
I don't look like Santa Claus.
No,
now tell me that I look like a beautiful, sweet, innocent, feminine, gorgeous
stop
girl.
That, no.
Before I ram your nose down your vest like a zipper.
Oh,
Rodney. Rod, did I hurt you? I didn't mean to, darling. You
knows
know,
it well.
I wouldn't trade you for a blue-nosed mule. Listen, Rodley,
We'll sell Bruno
reindeer. Listen, Rodley, are you getting ready for Christmas?
Yes, sir. Minnie, I'm hoping to have a big, fine Christmas this time.
You got your girl something?
I'm a hunting her something now. I'm hunting her something real nice.
Are you? What'd she give you last year?
Oh, that thing give me a pair. She knitted me a pair of socks last year.
She did?
Knitted them. Yeah, knitted them. And I told her, she told me she was going to, and I told her to be sure and have them good and tight around the calf.
Around the calf?
Yeah. She couldn't find the calf, so she measured it around the cow.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Rod.
I look like a Jersey.
Look like a what?
I look like a Jersey when I put them on.
Rod, you won't do. You know, before you come out here, I said something about Uncle Nabob Alton to done it, because he really is good-hearted at Christmas time.
He is?
Yes, he is. Every Christmas Eve, he goes around to every house at Grinder Switch and plays Santa Claus.
Oh, ain't that nice.
Well, I know he enjoys it, what he's doing, though, because then on Christmas morning, almost every young'un at Grinder Switch is singing, "I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus." Well, Sir Rodley,
Minnie, did you like the little Christmas present I gave you last year?
Well, Rodley, I haven't used it yet.
You ain't?
No.
Oh, Minnie, you ain't used them yet?
No.
Well, I'll just declare, them handkerchiefs was good handkerchiefs.
I know they was. That's why I ain't used them.
Expensive. I paid good, hard, darn money for them.
I know you did.
$2 a piece I paid for them.
That's why I didn't use them.
Why?
That's too much money to blow in. Bye now. Say Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Minnie. That was fun. Say, I'll tell you folks something. I don't think any Christmas doings at the Grand Ole Opry would ever be complete without a fine song from my friends, the Jordanaires. And here they are.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Yuletide carol, la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, la 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 la. Strike a harp and join the chorus, la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, la 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 la. Passed away the old year passes, la 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 la. Hail the new year, lads and lasses, la 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 la. Sing with joyous all together, la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, la 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 la.
Thank you, fellas. Say, here comes a fellow who'll be glad to help out at your house if you're short of Santa Claus. He comes complete with beard and plays his own sleigh bells, too. Let's make him welcome Grandpa Jones. Old-timer just goes to prove you can't beat fun. Thanks, Grandpa. Well, sir, we'd like to do another song for you. And since the air everywhere is filled with Christmas, why, we'd like to make it a Christmas song called Old Little Town
of Bethlehem. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men.
Well, we hope you've had a fine time at our Christmastime Grand Ole Opry. The entire Opry gang wish for you and yours all good things, all the happiness and peace and love that belongs to the birthday of the Christ child. And next week, we'll come calling at your Christmas tree with a great big buckboard full of your Opry friends. Up in the driver's seat will be Ernest Tubb. He's bringing along Lonzo and Oscar. Till then, this is George Morgan saying, thanks for everything. Merry Christmas. Save a spot in your heart for us. We'll be seeing you Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes?
They taste great.
Yes, that's the big news. The exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that gives you the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. Ah, the flavor's all there. So smooth, so full, so natural tasting.
Today, discover the extra smoking pleasure Cavalier's new blend brings you. Enjoy Cavalier's fresh, rich tobacco taste, smoke after smoke.
Taste great, a great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.